Welcome back to Donald Park. As you say, round three is over here in St Union's with a 10-point victory over Clonmacnoise. When you were with us last, Clonmacnoise had just put their second goal on the scoreboard, and it was Paul Sweeney using that physical presence of his inside to out-muscle the Union's defence to put the ball in the back of the net to leave the score 1-17-2-5. Conor O'Donnell Jr. kicked on with a free then, and then Conor O'Donnell kicked on with a score from play with the left foot. Left or right was no problem to O'Donnell today. He was on top form for St Union's. Mark Harley chipped in with a score then with the right foot from the right hand side there for Clonmacnoise. And then Owen Wilson, son of St Union's legend Ken, a man who's once kicked 3-9 in a minor county final, he came off the bench to have a cracking score deep on the left hand side there with his right foot, curling the ball just inside that right hand post. And the scoring for the day was finished up with county man Jason McGee, who landed another huge booming free just outside the 45 to put the end of the score 1-20-2-7. And I hardly know what to take from the game. That's St Union's third fairly straightforward victory. They're moving really well. They've got a serious depth of squad. No matter what the opposition, you can see the team is very well drilled. And for Michael Lynch, I suppose, coming up from intermediate, he's in the job a long time there. I think going back to 2016, they were knocking on the door of senior for so long, losing two county finals, coming back last year, of course, out of this park, and after a replay with Dunloe, they got across the line. They drew that first game with four masters, and they're now sitting on 1 point. And they'll be hoping the draw, which is in Gidor tomorrow evening, I'll be down in Maharagan after the Gidor McCrows game. They'll be hoping for a favourable draw. Well, listen, they've played, for me, the best two teams in the county this last 2 weeks. So difficult assignment for them, and hard to judge them on that because, most sides in the county can't cope with Kilkerr and St Union's at the minute. So they'll be hoping to get a win in that last game and end up with 3 points. For St Union's, they'll be looking for a tough draw. I was looking to see who they could possibly get. They're definitely away. Certainly, I think Milford are on. The Cools are in there. Glenties are in there. Lee Connell in there, of course, and Glenn Finn. So, as much as either side might have qualifications sorted at that side, I think a tough game for St Union's would be something they would like. And whether it's vital or not, I think a game with Lee Connell would certainly get training up next week leading into that round four. I think that's something that would take a large crowd to Glenties to see that. As I say, heading into the last set of games, St Union's on maximum points. Clonmacnoise now sitting on 1 point. So we'll all look forward to the draw tomorrow evening, as I say, after that match in Maharagan, where Gidor face McCrows. But signing off you here today, Owen, at St Union's 1-20, Clonmacnoise 2-7.